Hello, Tribe. Welcome to the Weekend Motivator. We are going to get geared up for the weekend. And today, the topic is going to be, you know, what do you do when you've been experiencing some success? And it doesn't mean you've like lost like 50 pounds or anything like that. But like, let's just say you had a few weeks where you were, everything seemed to be going okay. Then all of a sudden, the old habits started to sneak back in. So I wanted to talk about why that happens first and three things to be thinking about what you can do as you move forward through the process. So while you guys are all coming on in, I'm going to give a few shout outs and then we'll get started. So make sure that you buckle up. We're going to talk turkey today. I do want to tell you guys, I am officially in the process of packing. We have my sister-in-law are hammering down on this house. We have I am being ruthless with the purging, and she is being ruthless with getting the boxes packed. And I think our whole downstairs is going to be packed by the end of the weekend. And so that means we only have to start upstairs. And upstairs, I think, actually has less than the downstairs. Well, the garage has the most, but it's not that bad. Congratulations, Jennifer. Jennifer Edwards said she paid off a credit card, which is huge. So if you've been to camp or you have she was in the two-day and at our last camp, and she's been to several camps, and she also has been on several coaching calls over the last, like the last year. We've talked a lot about her, you know, working on her financial stuff, because she has had definitely some of the best calls when it comes to working through money issues and spending issues. So if you really want to like dive into why you might be in debt, why you might overspend, some of her coaching calls have been really, really good because she's very honest about it. And so I would highly recommend you watching those. So congratulations, lady. And Becky, 3 pounds. Going to make it by the April retreat. She's going to make 3 pounds to Century Club by the time we get to see each other in April, which is not that far away, guys. We're like over a little bit over a month out. I will have traveled to Phoenix. So for all of you who don't know, I'm going to Phoenix next week for the Brendon Burchard High Performance Habits, like 3-day or 4-day planning thing. That's the stuff that I'm taking to learn how to do. Teresa, she's lost 100 pounds. Just in time to meet me tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to try to be at the Nashville meetup tomorrow. So Nashville's having a small meetup at Panera in Brentwood, and I'm hopefully going to be there. And so what I, anyway, I'm going there to Arizona to study all things planning, all things high performance habits, because I want to build my own really robust PNP style. Corinne's went to all the conferences, taking it all in, tried it all out, and little program for you guys. We also have some special shout outs. A special shout out to those who were hesitant to get in an accountability group or ask for a partner and did it anyway. The weigh-in thread this week was filled with my accountability group as one of your top 5 things that led to the result this week. Notice how, hey Hot Mess Express, notice how when we are focused on a topic, the people that do the work and who show up for it and listen and try it tend to get results. Guys, I don't pick our monthly topics lightly. I always am trying to plan things that I think are going to just make weight loss and PNP so different than what everybody else is doing. And like, not many people spend a whole month talking about personal accountability, group accountability. How do you run a group? How do you like, I'm going to tell you, I'm in a lot of fucking like course groups and stuff, and no one's doing it like we are. And they all think they are, and no one's doing it. So I'd like to give a personal shout out to Miss Mary Jo, who, Mary Jo, y'all have no clue how much time she spends thinking and loving on this tribe, connecting this tribe. She is all things community. She really does such an amazing job here of just making sure you guys who need help are getting it. She's always in the background, like tagging all of us saying, hey, will you go in and give so-and-so some love? Will you make sure you see this post? That kind of stuff. I just think that at PNP, like, this is one of the reasons why I want as many women in here as possible, because I make sure that my team has the mindset of you guys are first. First over everything else. And when you lead with that, like one of the things I love about my mom is my mom always worked for restaurant companies and stuff. And so we always had that customer first mindset. Like, that is just how we roll. I'm like, we're going to teach everyone how to lose weight. And we just, like, I am not like one of those places where I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but I am not one of those like businesses where the person who owns it is never seen. I am also not one of those people who, I will never be convinced that you can't be personal in your business. I don't think that's true. I worked for a major restaurant back in the day. It was major. It's not anymore. But back in the day, the guy that owned it, like, he was very personal with even the restaurant employees and the customers. And he was the CEO, and he lit, like, that whole company culture was living and breathing the person who's, like, you know, the consuming. You guys are consuming everything we teach you. You consume our coaching. You consume our, you know, just our way of thinking and stuff. And so it never falls lightly on me, and it never falls lightly on my coaches. So that is why we are very hands-on. That is why we do so many office hours and coaching calls and Facebook Lives. And I know you guys sometimes are like, slow your roll on how much content you put out. It overwhelms me. It's like, you know what? I want a tribe full of people that it doesn't overwhelm. Like, if you're overwhelmed by the content, then I just say, listen to what you need to listen to. There's like no time frame on this. The things you miss will never, ever take away from your weight loss. The things you listen to will always add value to it. So that's kind of how I think about things, and that's how we roll around here. All right. We also, happy anniversary to Carmen. I don't know if she's here. She's in Australia, so she might not be on. It may be like fucking midnight where Carmen is. I have no idea. But Carmen, you do listen to everything. You are, we just love you around here. And you know how I feel about all my girls that are outside the United States. I just think you're all exotic and special. But Carmen is such a, she's just one of those members that we all love, that she comes in, she coaches, she has a little tough love, she has a lot of sweet love. She just is, you know, she's done a couple of coaching calls. I love talking to her. So I don't know if she's here, but I just wanted to give her a special shout out. And then also Carla Jensen, who was named CEO of her company last night, Boss Babe in the house. There you go. Yes, so good. I'm just like, oh, I haven't got to read all these yet. I'm so excited. Noelle McCann, who for the first time, that keeps picking herself up repeatedly and dusting herself off repeatedly with love and acceptance. That makes my heart smile. There's nothing better than us teaching you guys how to just keep on going and love yourself all the way through it. Like, you can hate yourself through it and probably quit, or you can love yourself through it and succeed. That's the two options. And Melissa Sherrod finally likes herself and is now going to start leveling up to love herself. Awesome. Guys, so good. So good. All right, so let's talk about our topic today. For those of you who very often will experience some success and then you'll hit like, here we are, here's the trouble. I notice some of my old habits creeping on back in. One of the reasons why this happens is that usually right before you're going to have a big breakthrough, like if you're going to, like a new habit's going to turn on to be automatic or whatever, you will notice that your old patterns will try to like hang on for dear life at the last minute. And because they are still ingrained, so I want you guys to think about when you're creating new habits, you have two things happening simultaneously. You have the old version of you that likes to, let's say, sit on the couch every night and eat a bag of chips. Then you have the new version of you that's going to sit in a chair and not have the chips and either be in the discomfort or going to, do thought downloads, whatever it is. And for a while, because you're very like, I'm all in, I'm going to lose the weight, I'm going to change no matter what, blah, blah, blah. You're doing the chips. I mean, you're doing the chair and the journaling and stuff. And then one day you're feeling pretty good about things and a little thought, because this habit wants to come back so bad. A little thought will come in, well, chips tonight will be okay. And then you do it. Well, it's like it will throw a little gas on the fire. It's like, oh, we're back to it. Like, your brain is like, yay, No more doing the journaling. I was fixing to adopt that as a habit. Let's just not do it. But what you guys end up doing is you also back end it with another habit. The other habit is either sweeping it under the rug and not doing your recovery worksheet to clearly demonstrate what you need to do the next time, or you beat yourself up, which is like, oh, we really are in the old habit of eating the chips because now we're like slapping ourselves around a little bit. We're doing all these things. So you have to make sure that when it, like Tara says, oh my God, this is me and my damn wine last night. When you do an older behavior that you think you have extinguished, the first thing that has to happen is you have to tell yourself this is not a big deal. Because it's not a big deal. It's very normal for old patterns to want to come in. That is just how it works. Thinking it should never come back because you've had 3 weeks worth of success is like smoking the doob. It's no different than like with Logan. Let's use Logan as an example. He rarely ever has fits. He used to have fits on the regular, right? Emotional management fits. Then he got to where he was having them irregularly. Oh my God, he had one last weekend. He has not had one in, I bet, 6 months. And it was something small that triggered it. You never know when you think you have something. Like, he was very frustrated with himself because he thought he had it under control. And then he didn't. Well, then he got frustrated with himself. And so, like, my first thing was to coach him out of the frustration and to realize it has happened. What we need to do now is not make a big deal out of it, but learn from it. So there's the beautiful balance between learning from it, beating yourself up, or sweeping it under the rug. So learning is in the middle. It's like, this is not a behavior that I really want to keep doing because it doesn't align with my new goals. But it also is no reason for me to like throw myself under the bus. So I'm going to be in the middle. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to learn from it. It's not just a matter of, guys, every time, I was actually coaching someone this morning, every single time you have any kind of an overeat like that, especially if it's something that like you haven't done in a long time, don't hit the panic button, but also don't hit the deaf mute button. Like, you want to sit there and you want to say, oh, this is signaling something that, you know, I was able to create this new habit, but there's probably something I haven't worked on just yet. That's all it is. I always like to think of whenever, like if my weight's a little bit up or I'm overeating or something like that, I always like to think, oh, this is something calling for my attention. I don't need to not pay attention. And there's different ways to not pay attention. One is to not do your damn recovery worksheets and to just hope for the best the next day or to think you're just going to get your shit straight. The other way to not pay attention is to beat yourself up over it. That is not paying attention to what it's trying to tell you. It's best to get into the mode. So here are the three things that you can do in order to, when you see old habits coming back in. I mean, I think like the very first thing before you even start the three steps is just getting your mind straight around why they're there. Like, give them some reason. Because what will happen is if you don't apply reason to it, you're going to apply drama to it. Guys, and that is like super, super important. We do not need to apply drama at all. So don't make it a big fucking deal. Feel challenged. Feel like this is when I'm really working on myself. When I'm overeating, this is my opportunity to really get to dig deep and figure this shit out and to quit shaming myself and to quit having these crazy ass expectations I should be perfect. Like, whatever it is, it's always an invitation for me to figure one more thing out that's going to make my weight stay off for good. And the problem is like a lot of you guys don't want these old habits to come back. Well, I would rather them come back when you're 10 to 30 pounds in than to come back when you've lost 100. And then every single time an old habit comes back, it feels balls out of control. The last thing you want to do, I'm going to tell you right now, Becky Copley, who's almost at 100 pounds down, the last thing she wants is a lot of old behaviors to come back. Because right now, you know what she's looking forward to? Being down 100 pounds. Doesn't mean she can't handle it if it happens. But it's like, you know what, like you want to work on it when it presents itself. Don't wait for a long time for it to present itself. Do you think a recovery worksheet would help When the panic comes, maybe use the worksheet to assess it. That recovery worksheet should be the first line of defense every single time and should absolutely be a non-negotiable for every single one of you. Seriously. If you really want to nail these overeats, get to doing them. Just like I said the other day on Q&A, print like 100 off. Hey, Julie. Like, do not sit there and expect your best self to go to the computer and then the printer and to print off recovery worksheets. That will never happen. Get out of, you know, Disneyland and come back to me. Everybody should have some printed and everybody should be at the ready with them. So number one, revisit your compelling reason. Guys, your compelling reason is going to change as you go along. For a lot of you, the compelling reason in the very beginning when you start PNP is going to be, I paid for it. That's all for a lot of people. The other compelling reason is you're in such misery that you just want out of it. You want to create a better life. Well, guess what? When you start creating new habits and stuff and you feel better, your compelling reason isn't to get out of misery anymore. One of the reasons why we try to engineer the compelling reason to be positive is because here's what's going to happen. When you start the new habits and you start gaining success and stuff, you leave misery. Well, if your compelling reason was to leave it, now you don't have anything. You need a new one. You need to set the next one. So like for me, that kind of happened. If you guys look at my trajectory when I was losing weight, I started out just, I had to feel better. I was so miserable and at my rock bottom. Anything was a level up. Then once I leveled up a little, my new compelling reason was to be a better, be a better example for Logan. And then once I started being a better example for Logan, that got knocked out. So now my next compelling reason was to, ooh, maybe I want to be an athlete. And then the next compelling reason could be anything. Like you just have to keep leveling them up or changing them as you knock one out or you notice one is like you got traction on it, it's time for another one. Susan asked, can you have a lot of compelling reasons? You can't have too many. If you will, Susan, go to pmptribe.com, go to the video replays and just hit latest recordings. There'll be a search button. I know this is such a Mickey Mouse way to do it, but I do not know how to get the search bar on the menu yet. And I actually have somebody I could reach out to. I need to do that. So if Cara's watching this, she's like, my girlfriend will do it for you. It's either her girlfriend or her wife. And she's like, she'll do it. It's in my inbox still. I know that sounds sad. But anyway, that's beside the point. Go there, go to the search menu at the top and search for the John Acuff call. He talks about having multiple compelling reasons. We advised everyone to have like 20 because sometimes, like, let's say one of your compelling reasons is to be hot and sexy, but you had a terrible day and your husband's sitting there drinking beer and you want to have wine to wash away the compelling day. You want to be hot and sexy is not compelling enough to compare to the wine. So you want to have multiple compelling reasons that will fly in the face of all the different. Thank you, Betsy. She just posted it. It is pmptribe.com/8-27-18-zoom-call-with-jon-acuff, A-C-U-F-F. If y'all wondered why I went through that painful process of doing that, Betsy, we may want to like edit the slug on that and maybe we just call it Acuff. And that way it'll be a lot easier to read off because that is a call that I like do a lot. We also may, Betsy, let's talk about this on our team call. What if we come up with a popular, I know we have Corinne's rants we're trying to build up now. Maybe we just have like a go-to, like go-tos. And then we have a few in there, like the John Acuff call would be one of them. So back to that, like you can have multiple. And I read all that off because people are going to be listening to this on the Private Member Podcast and not see the link. So, all right. The next thing, number two, when you notice some of your old behaviors creeping back in, ask yourself, why are they here? And then what basic do I need to overplan? So, like, if you notice an old behavior coming back in, do a really good exhaustive analysis of your four basics. Are any of them sliding? Like, I always want you guys to go back to the four basics and just get them in plug and play. So, like, let's use the example of the lady that had the wine, right? The wine habits creeping back in. She needs to look at all of them. Like, what are they all, like, is she planning wine or not now at this point? If she's not planning, guess what? We go back to realistic planning. That is not going backward. That's just going back to a basic and breaking it down and building upon the foundation and going back up. A lot of you always think this errantly about the basics, that if you have to go back to the basics or you have to go back to realistic plan or whatever, that somehow, like, I'm going backward. I was so advanced. I was blah, blah, blah. No, an advanced person knows how to break down a problem to the simplest step and start executing. That's called advanced. Here's someone who's truly going backward, bitching, moaning, and sitting in their diaper and whining that they're not doing their work. That's going backward all day, every day. If you want to be an advanced level weight loss person, you are not afraid to go back and put the basics in at a micro level at all. Guys, I do this all the damn time. I was actually giving an example today to somebody. So I was talking to someone earlier today, and we were talking about our best selves and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like, I've had a day, like, my day by 6:30. So we have this thing called FIRE. We have an online chat feature for just all the staff, right? 6:30, I'm in the middle of a fire. It's 6:30 in the morning. And the fires have already started. And that was not all the fires. Like, my hip was aflame too. Like, I was like, I slip on it funny. And, like, you know, y'all know the saga of my leg right now. Mama don't need to be sleeping on it funny. Well, Mama slept on it funny last night. Next thing I know, that thing was flared up this morning. So there was, like, all this going on. And I was like, it's date night. And I had planned to have a glass of wine. Let me just tell you, at 6:30 in the morning, I was already daydreaming of more wine, how I was just going to break the plan, how it was going to be okay. It's 6:30 a.m. I immediately snapped myself out and was like, this is some bullshit. I texted Chris and I was like, date night is canceled. We will go tomorrow or we will go Sunday, but I am not going to expect myself to negotiate this all day long. I am for fuck sure not going to sit there tonight and have one glass of wine when I know the rest of the day I have a lot going on. I was like, I want to go when I'm really going to enjoy it. And it won't be tonight, because what will happen tonight, the only way that I'll enjoy it with quotes is to break my plan, and that won't make me enjoy it tomorrow. So we're staying in tonight. I just said, like, look, we can pack, we can do this. And this is not a punishment. This is me meeting myself where I'm at. I'm not ready tonight. And my best, like, personal self was talking at 6:30 in the morning. And I set my future self up for success, because I'm going to tell you, 5 o'clock, Corinne, I can promise you. I mean, guys, I could suffer the discomfort. I could go there and sit there. I could do mind management stuff, but it's like, I don't want to. You know what I want to do? I want to enjoy my date night this week. And the best way for me to do it, I will suffer enough discomfort tonight knowing that I chose tomorrow night. I can sit here at home and just be like, I'm going to get some stuff done. It's not as fun as date night with Miss Spoonie on a Friday, but that's okay. Like, that is where you meet yourself where you are. There's no right or wrong to all of this. The biggest thing is, when you make decisions, really like them. Like them for the long haul. Like, I'm going to love it tonight. Now, I may throw a hissy in my brain that I should be there tonight, but I love my decision. My decision was about, what do I want that's going to be best for me? Do I have my own back right now? Yes. I am not afraid to go tonight. I just choose not to. That is when you're really understanding and you're working on that advanced weight loss level. You're not afraid to break your basics down. You're not afraid to go in and be honest and to start where you're at any given moment. That's being advanced. Being, like, getting backward and all this other stuff is sitting around being confused about all of it. And that brings us to number 3. Quit telling yourself you don't know what to do. Guys, there's four things. There's not a soul within PNP Tribe that the four things won't work for. I don't care what you think. Like, when you are, like, planning realistically, you do not need to pull a key. Like, somebody posted today about a keto button. Like, I just need a harder plan. It's like, if you're not consistently, like, mine is a plan with structure. Do not tell yourself this has no structure. The structure is that every day you wake up and you agree to what you are going to eat for the day. If you want to agree to eat to keto for the day, have at it. But don't sit there and tell yourself that it's because keto and that's why I do these things. It's always going to be about how you're thinking. If you think you need structure, create structure. But like having somebody else just give you a meal plan, that is not what makes you execute. What always will make you execute is what you think about it. It may be, I paid $500 for it, so by God, I'm going to eat it. That's a thought. It's not the $500 plan that's doing it for you. It's your commitment to it at that point. You feel committed because you paid money for it. I just want everybody super clear that when you sit there and act like you don't know what to do, all you're doing is saying, I don't want to solve my problem. I don't want to break it down. You always know. And the biggest and best hack to this is to say, I'm going to take 5 wrong guesses and I'm going to write them down on this piece of paper as to what I need to do next. And it's always going to be some basics. You know, if it's the hunger scale that's jacked, you're not confused about the hunger scale. You need to put your fork down in between the bites. You need to serve yourself less and then just sit there and wait an hour to see if you get hungry. There's tons of ways to solve the hunger scale, but one of them ain't being confused by it. Same thing with the plan. If you're not following your plan, you're not being truly realistic. If you're not truly being realistic, it's because you have bullshit thinking around it. I won't lose weight doing this. Well, you ain't going to lose weight eating behind your own back. And you're not going to lose weight long-term learning how to white knuckle. Unless you're going to go to the grave white knuckling a piece of bread, don't do it. All right. Anybody got any questions real quick? If not, I'm going to get out of here because I like the motivators to be super fast, you guys. I already answered that one and that one. I thought maybe I was doing it wrong too. I have 13 now. I guess it's recovery worksheets. Oh, no, compelling reasons. I'm watching the John Acuff video after this one. Yeah, go in there and watch it. No, you can have as many compelling reasons as you want. The more, the better. Because you can, like a lot of the things that I like for you guys to do when it comes to the compelling reason, most of them, what we want to do is we want to have like one sweeping one. And that's fine. That's easy to remember. But here's what I would rather you do. Think about the hardest moments it is for you to like say no to an urge, to sit in your discomfort, to like make the choice that the best self would. Think of all of those times and then what is a reason that you could tell yourself in that moment that will resonate? Like what is the one that like takes your breath away? And you can do that by just come like make a list of 25 things that could be why you want to lose your weight. And then like highlight the ones that are just like, and this is some stuff right here. Like this one makes me cry. This is for my kids. Whatever it may be. Like I had somebody the other day tell me her big compelling reason, and Kathy and I actually podcasted on this yesterday, is she no longer wants to use her children as an excuse for her weight. She's like, that is my new compelling reason. I refuse to use my children as an excuse for my weight. And she said, and every time my kids want to go to McDonald's and stuff, and I catch myself thinking I'm going to eat it because they want it, I dead stop because my children are not excuses. And I was like, well, if that's the dead stop, that's the good one. Summary of the three. Number one is you want to revisit your compelling reason. It changes as you progress and you can have multiples. Number two is go back to the basics and then break them down on a micro level and figure out which ones you need to tighten up, ratchet up. How can you hack them just a little bit? And that the advanced learner is the person who does that. Who, even if you have to go back and break it down and get really basic with it to build back up, that's what an advanced person does. Even advanced math people break problems down. And number three is to quit telling yourself you don't know what to do. Take a guess. You can't tell yourself you don't know. When you don't know, when you say that over and over again, you're saying, I don't want to solve this. I just want to sit in it. I just don't want to work on it. That's really what you're telling yourself. All right, guys, that's it. Y'all have a good one. I'm getting out of here, and then I will see you guys on Sunday afternoon, and we will do Zoom coaching. And then if you're in the Nashville tribe, if you are coming to Panera tomorrow, I hope to be there. If I'm not there at 11, I may not get there until about 11:30 or so. Depends on how the morning's running. We're packing and moving and doing all the things. And then Chris will, or I'll ride with Kathy, and then maybe Chris will end up picking me up. We have an appointment to go pick out some furniture and stuff at 1. So hopefully I'll see you guys. If you don't see me, it's only because we're packing, because I go out of town, and then my sister-in-law is also going out of town. So we have to get this shit done or we're not moving. And then Betsy says, I'll be on office hours tomorrow, coaching from noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. So don't miss Kathy or Betsy. And that's it. Oh, one other thing. March 10th is the last day to register for Don't Stop Believing. So if you are coming for Don't Stop Believing and you also want to add on the 2 days with me beforehand, we only have a few spots of that left. But March 10th, we're going to close down registration. No more people will be getting in, just because I want to make sure that people can get the proper training in. All right. You guys have a good one. Bye, y'all.